Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream.
Can't see yourself.
Did you make coffee?
Make coffee? What do I look like? A percolator? Where do I come up with them? Of course I made coffee. I know you can't even speak before you have your coffee. Question. What is that on your face?
Toilet paper.
Why would you put toilet paper on your face?
I cut myself shaving, repeatedly. There's no hot water. I told Twinkasetti a week ago that the hot water heater was acting up. I even sent him a letter to complain.
Did you mention the sink, too?
What's wrong with the sink?
It don't work.
What? Well, it's not draining. Try turning on the garbage disposal. Just flick the switch. Valky, turn on the garbage disposal. I think I found the problem.
What is it?
It's the garbage disposal.
Don't worry, I'll fix the sink.
Valky, you don't have to fix anything.
I don't.
That's Twinkasetti's responsibility. Who do you think fixed the doorbell?
Me?
What do you mean, me?
I don't mean you, I mean me. I fixed the doorbell, I fixed the oven, and now I'm going to go fix the sink.
Well, Valky, Twinkasetti should have repaired all those things.
Why should Mr. Twinkasetti fix our sink?
Because it's not our sink.
Oh. Whose sink is it?
Twinkasetti is the landlord. He owns the building and everything in it, including the kitchen sink. Why do you think we pay rent?
For the privilege of sleeping indoors without livestock?
Valky, get off the boat and join the world.
Hi, guys.
Jennifer. Wow. I just love those bold American fashions.
Valky, that's a towel.
Well, of course it is. Don't be ridiculous. Is it reversible?
Well, I'd really like to stay and chat, but I need to use your shower. Mine's broken again.
Well, help yourself. We only have cold water. Can you believe this building?
I wish we could do something about this.
Well, I guess I just get started on that garbage disposal.
Oh, wait a minute. We'll get Twinkasetti to fix it. We could band together. If enough people want to change something, they can. We stopped a war. We got women to vote. We came that close to getting daylight savings time all year round.
But of course, Mr. Twinkasetti is a landowner, and we're just lowly common peasants.
Balky, this is a democracy. We're all created equally lowly and common. We'll get all the tenants together, make out a list of complaints, and present them to Twinkasetti. He has to listen to us.
Count me in. Oh, thanks for letting me use your shower.
Sure. I need more coffee. Our heads. We've got to approach this in a civilized manner. Susan?
I've been trying to get Twinkasetti to fix my ceiling for 3 years.
Dream on. The man's a rodent.
Does anyone else's living room tilt to the right?
Yes, Balky.
Not a question, just a comment. This is wonderful. Here we are, a group of total strangers brought together by a common cause in the pursuit of justice and the American way.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Anything else?
Yeah. Who's gonna give this grievance list to Twinkasetti? Not me.
We need a leader.
Of course, a lady can be the leader.
Larry, you'd be perfect.
Yes, Larry, you reek of leadership.
Really? Well, maybe I do reek a little.
Of course, who's kidding who? You reek all the time. All in favor of course, Larry, say Bagda.
Bagda!
Okay. I'll be the leader. I'll type up the letter to Twinkasetti and send it to him.
Isn't he something?
We have leases, and Twinkasetti has got to live up to those leases.
Yeah.
In a minute, Balky. In fact, I think that we'll insist that he fix everything on our list. You know, it is time that we placed our orders for Tupperware. Who would like the cold cuts keeper? Just raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, hello, Mr. Twinkasetti.
Tupperware, huh?
Well, actually, we're here because we have grievances.
Leaky roofs, worn-out carpet, clogged disposal. You know, I really would like to fix these things.
You would?
Oh, yes. I just have a cash flow problem. Just this week, both grandmothers, they went in for heart transplants.
Oh, please.
Oh, you poor, poor man.
And we think we have problems.
Balky, must you be the poster child for the hopelessly naive? The man is lying. He has no grandmothers. He probably sold them.
You lied about your nanas?
Look, you ingrates, you got no right meeting here like this. Here's what I think of your list of grievances.
Let's get him!
Yeah!
Mrs. Schlegelmilch. People, you are turning into an ugly mob. Well, not you, Jennifer. We can still work within the system.
Cousin Larry's right. We study something like this in my citizenship class.
Listen to this man. He knows his history.
The Boston Tea Party. The people are angry with King George because they pay him tax money, but he don't listen to them. So they protest by the get-together, and they dip his tea bags in the filthy, dirty harbor water. And they don't pay the tax money. What if we protest by get-together and don't pay our rent money? What would you call that, Cousin Larry?
Well, I'd call it a rent strike.
Cousin Larry calls a rent strike.
Yeah!
Okay, Appleton, you don't know who you're dealing with here. Rent strike.
This democracy. I like it.
What's going on? It must be 30 degrees.
25, I checked.
Why is the furnace off? Why did my electric blanket work? Why are you cooking over a candle?
These are easy questions. We have no heat or electricity because Mr. Twinkasetti turned them off. How do you like your egg? Loose, I hope.
Twinkasetti is playing really dirty. Nobody can survive like this here. Give me that.
You know, the trouble with you Americans is you can't take a little hardship. You know, in Meepos, we lived with it constantly. Take the great alfalfa famine of 82. Hungry sheep staring into space. Hungry men staring back at them. Mama asked me to help out by selling fig cakes on the street corner. And we only have just the one road running through my village, so I had to walk 50 miles to find the street corner. And by the time I get there, I eat all my fig cakes. Now there's true hardship.
No. No true hardship is listening to that story. I'm gonna make some coffee. That's what I need.
What about that coffee? Mr. Twinkasetti also turned off the water, so you can't have that.
Oh my God. I have to have coffee to cope, to exist. I need it what do you call that? When you make up things in your mind, think! I can't think! I know. I'll go to the coffee shop on the corner.
It's not open yet.
Damn! I have to have coffee. I know. I'll make it with ginger ale.
You can't heat it up.
All right, we'll make a fire.
We have no firewood.
We'll break up the furniture.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because we're not going to burn the furniture to make a cup of coffee. Coffee. I think you've reached the end of the pier again. You've got to get a grip on yourself.
You're right. I've got to get control. I've got to keep my wits.
Cream and sugar?
This is Twinkie. I want to put a grand on Chalkaholic to win in the fifth. Yeah, of course I'm good for it.
You think you can handle this without coffee?
I'm fine. Let me at him.
Top of the morning, boys. Did we all sleep warm and snugly?
Oh, I sure did. Mr. Twinkasetti, in the middle of the night, you turned off
our electricity.
And I am Larry Appleton. I know that. It's everything else I don't know.
Did you boys come in here to give up?
Oh, huh?
You stand over there.
Yeah.
You know, in Meepos, we have a word for people like you. You're a remote muchet.
Gee, take that back, please. What is a rigor mortis?
It's a byproduct of swamp slime.
Mr. Twinkasetti, you are playing really dirty. but you cannot push us. We have a... Is that fresh coffee I smell?
Fresh hot coffee. Have some, Appleton. Special of the day. Only $10 a cup.
$10 a cup of coffee? That is outrageous. Balky, lend me $5.
Get the grip on yourself. You're going to pay $10 for a stupid beverage?
Yes, and don't you ever call it stupid. Here's for half a cup. Oh, that's good. All right now, Twinkacetti. What was I talking about? I noticed you turned off our heat and our water and...
our electricity.
You think you're tough? You don't know what tough is. This is tough. I am tough. In fact, I don't even need your stinking coffee.
You should see him after a second cup.
Ooh.
I can take whatever you can dish out. In fact, we're not giving in until you fix everything on our list.
You heard that right. You better start respecting Cousin Larry.
Oh, but I do, Turnip. I respect Cousin Larry just as much as I respect Cousin Moe and Cousin Curly.
Cousin, why you didn't introduce me to the rest of the family?
I forgot. All right, people, it's 7 o'clock. Remember, we're trespassing. Balky, get him moving.
Well, it's not exactly home, but it's warmer than my apartment.
I can't sleep on the floor anymore. I'm getting a flat spot on my hair.
He's here. It's Twinkacetti. He's early. Everybody, hide.
Look at this, they left the lights on. Even a chimpanzee could turn off lights and be better company.
Freeze it!
Come out. Come on. Morning. Lovely hair. Hello. Warm? Schlegelmilch.
Rodent.
I know what you're going to say, Mr. Twinkacetti, but this is all your fault.
Yeah, if you didn't turn our heat off, we wouldn't have to sleep here.
I know it's my fault, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're not going to get away. Hmm?
Hey, all men are brothers, right?
Who is this man?
I would like to end our little disagreement. You don't think I like to make people suffer, do you?
Yes.
Oh, now that hurts. Look, I'm willing to make a few repairs if you're willing to pay the rent today.
Mr. Twinkacetti, it's a friend for you, Mr. Vinnie the Finger.
I'm not here, Turnip!
He says, I'm not here, Turnip! Oh, well... okay. Nice chatting with you, Mr. De Finger. Bye. Vinny says he wants to take you fishing and to buy you a concrete vest.
Oh.
Nice man.
Oh, Balky, Balky, that was his bookie. He needs money.
Our rent money.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a marijuana.
Now, listen, people. This is more than a business. My life is at stake. Doesn't anyone care? That silence is like a nail in my heart.
Listen, slug. I want my front door fixed by tomorrow.
You got it, Schlegel Milch.
We want our places painted.
Yeah, painted, right. And fumigated.
Right, right. Okay, you got a deal.
People, listen. Don't you see what's happening? We have no one. He has not given us everything on the list.
Look, Protokomis, if I give you everything on that list, I won't have any more money for anything else.
What do you think? I just fell off the turnip truck? Well, I didn't. I jumped off with my own 2 feet. Now, Max, you said that the building needs a new washer and dryer.
Right. Okay.
And Susan, you need your ceiling fixed.
The whole thing?
Okay.
Miss Schlegelmilch, you're carpeting.
You're pushing me.
I'm going to call Mr. DeFinger.
Okay, okay, okay. But that's it.
Well, I got what I wanted.
Me too.
Now get Norma Ray out of here.
No, wait. There's more thing on the list. We can fight. We can hold out. We can win.
Oh, some other time, kid. I gotta get to work.
Yeah, I gotta go look for a job.
Hey, you. Thanks for everything, Balky.
But we don't have everything. What about remodeling the recreation room?
Yeah!
What about air conditioning?
Yeah, air conditioning!
What about the security system?
Balky, it's over.
Okay.
Hey, this is great! Look! I can't see my breath. The heat is on.
Balky, what are you doing?
I must sit among the ashes.
No, don't sit among the ashes.
I am humiliated. I make a fool of myself.
No, you didn't. You made a lot of people very happy. Come on.
I don't understand why they are happy. We lose.
We didn't lose. Trinkacetti is going to spend 2 months fixing this place up.
But we don't get everything on the list.
We never planned to get everything on the list.
Cousin, you say to Mr. Trinkacetti that we will not quit until we get everything, and I want to do what you said.
That's called negotiating. You ask for more than you want, so you get what you need.
Then why don't you just ask for what you need?
Because you won't get it.
You're right. I don't get it.
Balky, you did a great job.
I did?
You did.
I did good?
You did great. You got us more than we ever expected. You're a very good negotiator. You stood up to Twinkacetti.
I guess I did. You were going to stop before we got the washer and dryer.
This building is very lucky to have Balky Bartokomus living here.
Really?
I know I'm better off.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you. You were terrific.
Oh, well, you know,
I was talking to Balky.
I knew that.
You were magnetic.
She called me a magnet.
You've got guts, Balky. I like that in a refugee. How about coming up to my place for breakfast? Would you like that?
Does a sheep like potato root? That means yes, you little lamb kebab. Don't wait up. I'm going to negotiate with her.